It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, we are such a chemically laden society where our food is concerned. People consume ready-to-eat foods that are loaded with chemicals and high fructose corn syrup, salts, hydrogenated fats. Are there certain factors that affect your weight and whether you gain weight or whether your ability to lose weight is affected that way? And how do you get back in control? My guest is Dr. Eliezer Kadile, and he is the author of Stop Dying Fat, Doctors Healing the Disease of Obesity. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kadile. Tell us a little bit about what do you think are the most key factors that affect our weight?
The most key factor that affects our weight is, number one, the genetically modified food that we have can alter body chemistry. And number two, the designer food, food that are readily available to eat without even cooking them.
So, I mean, and really the fact that our society is looking for the quick meal and they're going through drive-thrus of crappy restaurants or they're buying ready-made meals that are just pop in the microwave, you think that has really been the downfall of our obesity epidemic in this country?
That is correct.
So why do you think it is? Is it because of the chemicals? Is it because we're just eating way too many of those things? Or do you think that it's the types of fat? I mean, I know that when we were consuming these large amounts of hydrogenated fats and trans fats, that we didn't even realize what we were doing to our bodies for so many years, and now people are just starting to get a handle on it. What do you think of the fats?
Well, number one, human evolved to get by on very little. As we evolved, we develop all kinds of protective mechanism. So what was a blessing during the ancient past, now it becomes a burden.
Okay, so really people are doing this to themselves. And you wrote the book, Stop Dying Fat, Doctors Healing the Disease of Obesity. I am in the obesity field myself, Dr. Kadile. And you know, to me, it's all about eating whole foods, real foods, cooking or eating raw, but making your own foods and making it as fresh as you possibly can. And then, of course, adding in some tremendous cardiovascular exercise to burn up all the fats. What do you think?
Well, it's not that simple. First, we need to let your audience realize what is whole food, what is good food, what is that to them,
and what is that to you? Tell, you know, when you want somebody to really change their weight, get back in control, what do you start doing? What's the first thing you do?
The first thing to do, if what we do in the clinic is we evaluate their chemistry to find out what are the abnormalities. And after that is done, then we change their mindset. We've been led to believe that you need to eat low-fat food. So they promote these fruits and vegetables and carbohydrate. That is wrong. There is no such thing as essential carbohydrate. The Eskimo live in that environment without eating fruits and vegetables. The essential are protein with fat.
Okay, so that sounds very much like an Atkins-based kind of thing where it was protein and fat did not matter and it was pretty much keep the carbohydrates out. Is this a low carbohydrate type program that you talk about?
It is a program designed how the body evolved say Atkin was right. He's absolutely correct. He developed his program as to how the body normally functions. If you want to burn and lose fat, you have to eat fat because there is a hormone that helps you to counter-regulate insulin. The insulin hormone makes us fat. If you eat fat, the insulin do not get released in the body. If you eat carbohydrate and sugar and sugary fruit, it will elevate the insulin. It is the insulin that makes us fat.
So you're convinced and sure that, it is the sugars that have been doing us in rather than the high fats, you know, the foods that we've been ingesting. So in your idea, your mind, Dr. Kadile, what would be a perfect, give us a one-day diet. Give us a one-day of food. Start with breakfast and go through a couple of meals for the listeners of what you would recommend.
I would recommend the following food. Number one, if it is ideal, it should be organic, not farm-raised. Number one would be fatty, oily fish, beef. There is a book that also mentioned that the human body can convert a beef fat to olive-like oil. Then the next one to that would be pork, duck, or geese, and then one serving of chicken meat. Chicken meat is very high in what we call inflammation factor.
Okay, so if someone was to go through a day, you would advise them starting the day with a beef product and or a pork product and then chicken because, you know, now is there anything else we're putting in there? I mean, are these by ounces? Are we eating them cooked a certain way? Give the listeners a little bit more of that.
Well, they can cook them any way they want. But the most important thing is the kind of food and the type of protein they will be eating.
So you recommend beef first, pork, and then...
Number one is fatty, oily fish.
Mm-hmm. Salmon, herring, mackerel, anchovies,
yeah.
All of those.
That's correct.
Which have been touted anyway as being... you know, full of anti-inflammatory properties, omega-3s, just so good for you all around. So in the last just 20 seconds only, Dr. Kadile, please wrap it up for us.
I miss your question.
Can you just wrap up your best advice for it's not your fault that you're fat and what we should eat in only about 20 seconds?
Oh, my best advice is to avoid designer food.
Okay.
Such as cereal, any food in boxes or in can.
So we are avoiding designer food. You know, people, you don't want to eat those ready-to-eat foods that are loaded with chemicals such as high fructose corn syrup, salts, and, you know, you want to try and really work yourself to the healthiest that you can be, and it may not even be your fault that you're fat. You're listening to Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole, and remember, you can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Share with your friends, scroll around, learn something with us. We have so many great shows, just like this one, so scroll around and share them with your friends. Take us with you on demand or on the go. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.